For its part, the federal opposition says the Durban talks have been a major failure for Australia. Opposition climate change spokesman Greg Hunt spoke to AM's Adam Harvey.
Unfortunately, what's occurred in Durban is a deferral until 2020. There was going to be an agreement in 2012 and then 2015. And now we have a possible agreement in 2020, way beyond the parameters of the carbon tax modelling. That means higher electricity prices for Australians than the government has predicted. That means higher gas prices, higher grocery prices. So the world has deferred action far beyond the parameters of the carbon tax.
Surely any agreement, though, is always going to be a compromise plan, and this is an important step.
Well, any agreement is better than nothing. That's absolutely the case. Unfortunately, what's occurred in Durban is that the major economies have deferred action. The carbon tax modelling collapses as of this moment. It should be redone immediately because there are deep and real and profound consequences for household budgets and for the effectiveness of our own system as jobs and emissions go straight to China and India and Indonesia.
Scrapping the carbon tax, though, will make it even harder for Australia to meet its obligations when a deal is eventually solid.
The government's best case argument now is that the United States won't have a carbon tax, but strangely can meet its targets without a carbon tax. So the Australian government is now arguing that the mightiest economy in the world can meet its targets without a carbon tax. Because if they don't make that argument, they know not only does their carbon tax modelling collapses, but that it becomes so laughable as to be completely incredible.
Opposition environment spokesman Greg Hunt speaking with Adam Harvey.